Lent. This is where we start this week. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. A little bit of what I was talking about with the young people. God's New Living Translation says this: Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil, or Satan, or the evil one. He's got a lot of names, but it boils down to the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, If you're the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, No. The scriptures say, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, If you're the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say, and you got to remember, Satan knows the scriptures as well as the rabbis and everybody else. So he will use the scriptures and try to turn them against you. And that's what he was doing with Jesus. He said, while the scriptures also say that he orders his angels to protect you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. Jesus responded, Yeah, the scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God. He was telling him, hey, buddy, you're messing with God here. I'm God in the flesh. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him the nations of the world and all their glory. He said, I will give this all to you if you only kneel down and worship me. I love it. I use this a lot. Get out of here, Satan, for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil went away, and angels came and cared for Jesus, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.